we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2166, Deborah A. Townsend.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for professional office and business services and residents to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.5 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Burbage Road, approximately 347 feet west of Roxana Road. The 911 address is 34745 Burbage Road, Frankfurt. The tax parcels District 134, Map 11, parcels 226.01. Staff report for the record. There is a staff analysis, comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, and the result, there is a site plan and the results of the DLDOT service level evaluation that did not require a TIS. Thank you.
All right. Yes, sir. Step right up.
Good evening, Chairman, members of the Commission. My name is Thomas Carney. I'm at the law firm Bear Bendalis Brockstead. I'm here on behalf of the applicant tonight, Ms. Deborah Townsend.
I believe this is your first appearance here playing zoning.
I think it may have been my second, but first or second, I should say.
Okay.
Actually second.
Well, Mr. Robertson here is charged with having to verify that everyone who comes in front of us and claims to be an attorney actually is one. So do you have your bar number with you this evening?
I do, 5571.
Sounds good.
5571.
I'll check it with the rules, make that sure it's legit.
That was just issued last week, I think.
No, it's actually not. Yeah. A lot higher than mine, but not last week.
I was going to say, it's a lot higher than yours.
Not as high as Mr. Schrader's, though.
Or Mr. Fuquay. Yeah, I think it's a six, yeah. I think.
Oh,
yeah. Consider yourself duly initiated. Proceed.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Again, I'm here on behalf of the applicant, Ms. Deborah Townsend, who is seeking to the conditional use application before the commission this evening to use her property as a rent share office space and professional also to provide professional support service to her clients. The concept would predominantly make the services provided virtual. However, all in-person office space would be available for up to three clients within the structure. Unlike many conditional use applications probably before the commission, this will not change the exterior of the structure itself, nor the interior, so there's no actual development or construction associated with the application. It's strictly the use of the property with respect to the shared office space and professional support services. As you'll see, the property is directly located between adjoining residential properties as well as commercial use properties. Most specifically, the self-storage facility directly adjoining the parcel to Ms. Townsend's property. So the proposed use is certainly in character with the adjoining property, with the adjoining properties, in the sense that the external structure will not be amended, so it will still maintain the characteristics of the residential property and be in conformity, obviously, with the adjoining commercial existing uses. In addition, as I mentioned, there's only going to be at most three clients potentially at the property between the hours of 9 and 5, Monday through Friday. So it will not increase noise, use, traffic, with respect to the property or the adjoining area or neighborhood. Similarly, it wouldn't require any additional lighting, anything of that nature. With respect to the parking requirements set forth in the code, it does provide that for one space per 200 square feet of the structure, it would only be about 1,000 square feet that would potentially be used for the on-site business services, and the parking lot, on the rear of the structure would support and satisfy the requirement and provide at least 5 spaces. You could probably have about 15 to 20 back there. So as I mentioned, it will not disrupt the adjoining properties, the nature or character of the community. The structure is also to not connected to a public water sewer, so it is on-site water septic, and there will be no increased impact or taxation on the current water septic system because of the limited nature of the on-person use. It would just be, you know, simply water or bathroom or something of that nature, and again, 9 to 5 during the day, so no increased permanent occupancy. And with that, I'd just like to introduce Ms. Townsend to the commission.
This is all Townsend Land.
You need to give us your name, please.
Deborah Townsend.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead.
Townsend Land, the property where the storage units are that is presently owned by the Kaufmans. They bought it from us. Our son lived there. To the other side of me, the brother lived there. To the other side of that, the sister-in-law lived there. And there's still the other 3 properties are still all Townsend's as well. Since those storage units have gone up, the noise is incredible. It's not residential anymore. It's crazy. The gate, when the people go into their storage units, it beeps every 30 minutes. 4 o'clock in the morning, the dumpster comes and dumps the dumpster. It's incredible noise. It's light up like the moon. There's lighting on all over the buildings. It's just not residential anymore.
All right. Thank you. All right, Mr. Carney, if that concludes your presentation, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you.
That's everything.
Okay. All right. And we'll start with Mr. Mears.
Did you mention it, how many staff members there would be?
It's just one. It would just be Ms. Townsend,
okay,
yes.
So then there's more than enough parking. Okay. I have no further questions.
Okay. All right, Ms. Wingate.
I didn't hear you mention a sign, if you wanted a sign.
I have a feather flag, and I'm putting a sign on the building that'll look just like Terry's next door. Terry Kaufman has a sign on her house because she's conditional use. And I'll have a sign on my house. It'll say office.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there'll be no street frontage signing, just on the property itself, on the structure.
Okay, thank you, that's all I have.
Okay. Mr. Hopp?
No questions.
Nope. Stevenson? Okay. Okay.
And in addition, there's no known opposition to the request of the applicant.
And we're going to find out here in a second if there's any unknown opposition. See if there's any unknown. Ms. Cornwell.
None, thank you.
Counselor.
Just because this came up on a similar project or an application like this, converting a house to an office, is there sufficient driveway space? I know there's just one person and maybe 3 clients. All right. You don't need to add parking spaces or anything?
No, there's no.
No, it's mostly virtual businesses, like
okay.
My address, and like I'll be doing secretarial work.
Okay.
Like everybody's, all entrepreneurs are using their cell phones now to work.
Right, okay.
It's only printing
okay.
stuff like that. So it'll be me, maybe another girl to assist for the odd thing, and I have one office that will be shared. Like it'll rent for like $25 an hour,
okay.
So it'll be one person at a time.
Okay.
And my driveway goes all the way from the front all the way into the back, and then there's 4 cars that fit in the back.
Okay, all right. The reason I ask is the commission.
There it is.
Yep, see, there's the
driveway. Yep, no, I see it, all right.
Yeah. And all along the grass, there's no septic or well or anything
there.
That's what
I was
asking,
park on
the grass
yeah,
as well.
So that it would interfere.
And I've also gotten permission from Terry if something, I could use hers.
Okay. That was my question, and just for the commission, it came up between the commission and council on another application where I think it was one on Route 9 that didn't have county sewer. And we didn't even think about it. The septic was in the rear. We said the parking should be in the rear to maintain the residential appearance, and they couldn't do that because it was where the septic was.
The septic.
Anyhow, that's why I asked that. So.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, then. Mr. Carney, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Anyone here would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2166, DeBray Townsend. Okay, is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2166, known or unknown? Doesn't seem to be either one. All right, then. Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.